Warning: the following podcast, which contains strong language and mature content, is unsuitable for children or for the faint of heart. The subject matter discussed will be frightening and graphic in nature. Listener discretion is advised.
When you want to hear about the paranormal, you get the Spooked Girls. True crime that makes you hypothermal with the three Spooked Girls. Stabby snippets will give you dreams. Tara and Jessica will make you ask great, along with the Spooked Girls. Bring on the slaughter. We on that haunted ground. The three Spooked Girls.
Hey, Spooksters, and welcome back to another episode here on Three Spooked Girls. My name is Tara, and as always, I'm here with my cool friend, Jessica.
Hello.
Hello, and today we're bringing you another Listener's Encounters episode. We're excited to be back with it. Hope you guys will enjoy. If you have a story you would like to share with us, please send it over to our email. That is going to be 3spookedgirls, like the number 3, at gmail.com. And one more thing before we just get into business and get into our stories for today. Starting next month, so in December, we are going to be restructuring the show a bit. We're not going anywhere. No, we still have stuff to talk about. We'll never shut up. It's fine. But we are going to dial back. Instead of the 8 that we publish every month on the main feed, we are going to dial back to 6. The reason for that is, well, December holidays, Jess is coming to see me. Yay, so excited. That was the decision for December to do that. We're going to at least do this for the first quarter and kind of see how things go, because we do have some other things going on in the background that we are working on that you will find out about soon that you'll be super excited for. And I think, too, it was also, we want to start doing more deep dives, like how we did OJ recently and things like that. So us kind of scaling back will give us more time to keep improving our research. So, yeah.
It takes a lot to research an episode. It's a lot. It's not just like click, click. It's a lot of like verifying things.
Yeah.
Scaling back is helpful because we're able to put a lot more like continuity into our research.
Yes. But with that, if you are new here, hello, welcome, returning spooksters, welcome back. If you're not hanging out with us on social media, we are under the handle at 3spookedgirls on Facebook and Instagram. We also have an amazing Facebook group that is 3spookedgirls official. Definitely go in there if you would like to have a great community with the spooksters and us. And also, the Facebook group picked the next docuseries we're going to do. So
it's true, they did.
If you want to be part of that gang, go over there. It's a lot of fun. We do book club. We did Secret Satan. A lot of our announcements we post there first. So it's our favorite little corner of the internet. So definitely check that out. If you are on TikTok, you can find our links in the link tree below. I'm spooky_sleuth. I do true crime, paranormal, book, TV, whatever I fucking feel like content now, because the algorithm on TikTok is rough in those streets. So it's fine.
I love that. It's rough in those streets.
It's rough in those streets, but it's fine. And if you guys are on the Threads, Jessica and I are both on there. Those are linked on our Instagrams, which you can find those handles in the podcast Instagram. I put them in there finally 5 years later, but Here we are. It's fine.
It's helpful.
And Threads and Instagram does all connected and all that good stuff. So yeah, if you would like to support the show, you can go to patreon.com/3spookedgirls. For as little as a dollar, you get one bonus episode a month. 5 and up gets ad-free episodes the day before publish day, and also any extra video content. They had early access to the video versions of our Vital Conversation series, which were fantastic, and there will be more in 2024.
For sure.
So excited. But that is all I have, so I'm going to go ahead and hand it over to Jess for our first story.
Okay, this story comes, I believe this is pronounced Tanya, is how we're saying her name. Okay. I recently got into contact with a childhood friend. I hope that she would never mention our shared childhood trauma. Unfortunately, she brought it up. We attended a Pentecostal church together. I understand. So did I. We were in a youth group and we traveled to another town for a youth conference. Oh my God, this is sounding similar to my life. We were laying hands on people and praying for them. My sister had a group praying for her, and after a few minutes, a scream emitted from her. It wasn't human, and it was the scariest thing I could ever remember hearing. She continued to scream and was talking in an unholy voice, asking them to stop. They continued praying over her and asking the demon to leave her. Finally, she slumped over on the floor and the door of the church opened and closed and no one was there. I was dreading the conversation about it. My sister seemed at peace after the thing left, but honestly, I think we may have been cursed because bad things just kept happening to us. I need to know why you're cursed and what it caused it.
Yeah.
I have seen similar things. It's really, it's a trip in those Pentecostal churches.
I bet.
For sure.
All right. My first story of the episode comes from Bianca. Bianca writes, "Hey gals, here's an encounter story in honor of the spooky holidays. I've only experienced the Bloody Mary game twice due to the events that occurred."
Twice? You've played twice?
Twice. Mm. Okay. I know we're always like, what the fuck? Why did you not learn your lesson the first time? It could have been like denied. Being like, oh, it was a fluke, or oh, my imagination ran away with me. But here we are. So I'm excited, Bianca. Okay, she's going to tell us about this. So the first time, my brother and I both tried it out just from curiosity when we were teenagers. We went into the bathroom, closed the door, turned off the lights, said the words three times, and waited. Thank you for not writing it out three times, because I always get freaked out when we have to read it.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I do appreciate that too.
Right. After a few seconds, we both saw two figures in the mirror that had the shape of a woman in a long white flowing dress and waist-length black hair with glowing red eyes and one arm stretched out with long sharp claws for nails. That would have been enough for me. Mm-mm. That would have been enough for me. Mm-mm. Goodbye. And now the second time. So the second time was a few years ago when my nephew and his cousins became interested in spooky games such as Charlie Charlie. I have no idea what that is and I don't want to.
I don't either.
I'm scared now.
I'm going to Google it.
You do that. Ouija boards and, you guessed it, Bloody Mary. I told them those aren't really things they should be messing with. I said if they wanted to try, I would go with them since my nephew was scared and he asked me to go with, but I wouldn't participate after my own experience. We went into the bathroom and I sat on the toilet seat lid. The toilet is located on the far left side of the bathroom, away from the mirror with walls on both sides and behind of it. It was tucked in a little corner. Not going to lie, I was too superstitious about it, so I covered my ears and stared at the floor the whole time. They closed the door, turned off the lights, and said the words three times and waited. My nephew was closest to me and I could see him standing completely still. His cousin was next to him, closest to the door. After a few seconds, I suddenly felt something cold touch the back of my neck and a woman's voice whisper something close to my right ear that I couldn't make out. Then my nephew's cousin screamed and started asking if we touched his arm. My nephew was too scared to move and was shaking, so I knew it wasn't him. After that, I told them that was enough and to turn the lights back on. His cousin could have been messing with him, but after I heard the woman's voice, I was done with the game. I hope you enjoyed my spooky story. Stay spooky and be safe. I mean, okay, fair enough. The second time, she wasn't playing.
That's true. She was just nearby.
She was supervising.
True. So the Charlie Charlie challenge, it's a challenge.
Oh, it's a challenge I'm not going to do. I could already tell.
Uh-huh. It's a divination game in which the punitive answer to a yes or no question is found out by waiting for a balanced pencil to point towards yes or no written on a sheet of paper. As with a magic eight ball, most players, typically teenagers, do not sincerely believe in the power of the mechanism. The game is a modern reincarnation of the old Spanish game called the pencil game is what it translates to. It was popularized in the English-speaking world in 2015, partly through the hashtag Charlie Charlie Challenge. On April 29th, 2015, an alarmist tabloid television newscast, is that like TMZ? Sorry. Newscast about the game being played, and it was uploaded to YouTube. And the unintentional humor in the report led the game to trending on Twitter, crossing language barriers to be played around the world. That's fun. It's literally just two pencils and there's like a yes, no written. And
no, thanks.
It's a little bit different. It's kind of like a Ouija board, essentially.
Mm-hmm. Which I'm not going to fuck with, so.
I know. My last story, my second story of the night comes from William. It says, "Hey, Jessica and Tara, my name is William. I've binged most of your content while working. Your OJ trial reminded me of when me and my girlfriend going to Pigeon Forge, Tennessee the other month. We went to the place called Alcatraz East Museum, or Crime Museum. They actually have OJ's Bronco on display along with Ted Bundy's Volkswagen, Jeffrey Dahmer's glasses and handcuffs, and a couple of John Wayne Gacy's clown suits and many, many more true crime relics. Sorry for the little rambles. So into why I'm sending this. Back in 2018, we got a big snowstorm here in North Carolina. I knew 18 inches of snow isn't much in some places, but it shut everything down for a week or two. This is true. If you don't get snow regularly, small amounts of snow can like fuck your whole life up.
Yeah, because the area is not equipped.
Right? Like where Tara was last year this time.
In Alaska.
18 inches of snow is a light day.
God, yeah.
Does it snow? It snows in Oklahoma, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it actually snowed the first like week we were here.
I remember being back there, like, but it's not like a big snow. Like it's nothing big. It's like, and where I live in California, we get dustings of snow.
Mm-hmm.
But if you just drive like an hour, not even an hour, like 30 minutes north or or east, I should say, you can get significant snow. So
yeah, for sure.
The night it snowed, I looked out the window at the snow-covered road and saw an elderly couple walking down the road. I live in a neighborhood full of houses and people, so it's not weird to see people walking. A couple of minutes later, I look again and I saw them going the other way. I turned around to look back and 10 seconds later and the couple was gone. I went out there to look to make sure that they didn't fall in a ditch or anything, but nothing. Not even footprints in the snow where they were walking. I want to say, very nice of you to get up and go check, because not everyone would. Some people would be like, meh.
Yeah.
About a week later, after the roads were scraped, I went out and looked down the street at the four-way stop and saw the same couple dressed the same walking in the intersection. I quickly got in my car and I got there less than 30 seconds and they were gone. It's an all flat area, so there's no places for them to hide. I've never seen them again, but hoping that if we have another big snowstorm, they may show up again. I know you keep saying don't apologize for long emails, but I'm sorry for the long email. I hope you all have a great day and keep making great content.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, thank you. But that's like such a cute little ghost story. Like,
yeah,
just like an elderly couple like, oh, there's snow, we should go for a walk. I love that.
All right. Our last story for the episode comes from Bunny.
I love that.
And they write, "Hi, Madame Tara, Mademoiselle Jess, and Lady Kate." We love when you guys include the Bellwitch. "My name is Bunny, and I wanted to write these in November since your listeners' encounters will come out 2 days before my birthday." Well, happy birthday early. "Also, I've listened for 2 years now. I found you guys when I used to work traffic control, and I will binge your episodes if I miss some. Currently catching up while being a cleaning lady at a factory. So I've had a plethora of spooky things happen in my life, from a cursed school to a phantom van. Today, I just want to touch on the cursed school and an entity that's attached itself to my wallet, of all things."
Uh-oh.
Oh my God. What a greedy ghost, maybe. Oh my gosh.
I also just now am going to, every time I overspend, be like, oh, there's a damn phantom attached to my wallet. It's spending money.
This first one is a hefty one, so buckle up. So there's the school where I grew up and still live called Wren. Wren High School has a curse where they lose a senior or a family member of a senior every year. The first one I know of was back in 2009. My brother's ex-wife, girlfriend at the time, and her mother were walking back from the homecoming game. As they were going across the crosswalk to get back to their car, they were struck by a car. The man driving the car actually happened to be my second grade teacher's husband. So when the car hit them, it is believed that my ex-sister-in-law's mom pushed her so that instead of both of them dying, she would take most of the blow. She passed away that night, and my ex-sister-in-law had asphalt embedded into her chin for years. Years later, she also told me that her mom has visited her by appearing in the back seat of her car when she looks in the rearview mirror. The small funny thing to me is that year I was so upset because my birthday was the next month at a skating rink, and now my favorite person in the world couldn't skate at my birthday. I'm gonna cry. Oh my God.
Oh my God, this is such a sad curse.
The second victim was more distant in connection, but I still saw the loss and sadness the school suffered. So some context, this one takes place my senior year in 2019. I had by this point just moved out of the school zone for Rin, but was still in the district that Rin was in. All the schools in this district sent the students to the same career center. I was in a graphics communications class, so t-shirts and banners and such, with one of the girls who was friends with this victim. His name is Brandon, but by what I heard, everyone called him Zeke. He'd gotten a hold of Flocka by what the girl had said. Reports say a bad mushroom, but I was not close to the guy, so I'm not sure which is true. He had basically gone on a rampage through his friend's house, attacked people, and had opened the shower curtain while his friend was showering, had bitten people, and more, causing the whole house to feel in danger. So he had been in the basement and coming up the steps, still in the dangerous state, when the dad of the house shot him in self-defense. The dad was never charged, and later on the girl I was in class with ended up making decals for anyone who wanted one in remembrance of him. Now, curse school aside, I have an entity of my own. For a good few years, at least back as far as late 2020, I've had a friend, as I call them, attached to my wallet. It's one of those bigger wallets and has a witchy vibe design on it. I call this entity Alice in the end because it's the only name that will pop into my head when I think about it. Or it decides to be active. I also don't believe Alice is a simple ghost because my house is newer and no one has died here. Alice has called out my dead name, partner at the time's name, and even a coworker's name. The time it called out my dead name and my ex-partner's, both of us had been in my old room and it had used my cousin's daughter's voice. She wasn't in the house on either occasion.
Damn.
When I worked retail at the liquidation reseller, it called out to me and my ex-coworker using our manager at the time's voice. She had been in the office or loading a large product into a customer's vehicle when these happened. Alice has also pulled or stepped on my blanket on multiple occasions. I hope you enjoyed my stories, and I'll likely submit more in the near future. Yes, please do. Maybe I can tell you guys about my ex-husband's brother who killed their grandma, or the multiple deaths that happened on my road. There's 3 different events, 6 people in total. Yeah.
Yeah, you got to email us this. When you dangle it and then I don't know, I get real sad.
Cliffhanger, please send that in. Hope you guys have an amazing day and stay awesome and beautiful. Thanks.
Well, thank you.
But yes, please send those stories. All right. Well, that is going to go ahead and wrap up this month's listeners episode. We hope you guys enjoyed, and we will see you next time. Bye, guys.
Toodles.